Name.
Phil Withers.
Occupation.
Comedian.
Real occupation.
Ballet. Electrician.
All right. A man of many trades.
Ballet, not ballet.
Ballet?
Ballet with a V.
So you know how to parallel park?
Yes, but I don't have to parallel park at work.
I mean, I can't sometimes. Sometimes it works out in my benefit. Sometimes it's like, what is she trying to accomplish? There's always like an audience too.
What's the most times you've had to like repark a parallel park?
I usually give up after like 4. You just have to go into it like really confident. Kind of like on stage. Pretend like you know what you're doing. And like sometimes it works out.
Has it ever been so bad that somebody comes up and is like, hey, do you want me to park that for you?
Yes. And that was very helpful.
And you let them?
I did. I have insurance.
I mean, the odds that someone's going to get in and drive off are there.
No, I mean, I was in the passenger seat.
So. Oh, okay.
Most of the time, people will just stand there like they're assholes and point. Like they're watching some shit,
that's
like
me.
A fight.
I don't point. I record.
Yeah, that was you. Okay. So I'm probably on someone's phone somewhere. I'm probably like a viral TikTok video. Downtown, we're in our never's place.
So I'm getting to know you tonight a little bit.
Yeah, I was just standing outside of the comedy club here and...
Madhouse?
Madhouse. Yeah. Guy walks up. What's your name again, Phil?
Phil Withers.
Phil? Bill.
Phil.
Okay, Bill.
That works. Yep, Bill.
And he was like trying to watch the show that's going on in there. And I was like, you're not missing anything. Do you want to make comedy instead?
We said, yeah, let's do it. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, you said that you like to record stuff. Is it like video that you do?
Yeah, I just walk around and I get bored. So I just start filming random stuff.
That's exactly what I do with my podcast.
Like I caught earlier a couple fighting.
You know I like Snack Pack. Why can't you just give me a Snack Pack?
Yeah, was it good? Are you going to remix it? Like I'm really good with the editing.
I don't know how to do the editing yet.
Okay.
I'm like in my mid-30s and I feel like I'm too old to learn how to edit.
You're not too old. There's a lot of apps.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
But it's so easy.
I guess.
It's so fun too.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy to learn how
to do it.
I guess that's more the thing.
I mean, I can do this if I set my mind to it. High school was a pain in the ass, but I graduated.
I learned a new word tonight.
What?
Jalopy.
Jalopy?
Jalopy.
Jalopy.
Yeah, apparently it's like a shitty car, like a bucket.
A jalopy?
A jalopy.
Sounds like a fish.
I thought so too, or like a weird gelato, right?
Or like a Jew that's very high class.
Yes, that's awesome. A jalopy, yes.
Yeah,
don't be such a jalopy, you know?
Well, no, a Jap is like...
Like a what?
That dude is in a tracksuit like the Royal Tenenbaums, though.
I hope he's not driving.
I don't know. I'm just shocked that guys dressed like that are so confident.
He's with a chick, too. She looks very, like,
she looks
happy.
Very comfortable,
yeah,
with the tracksuit.
Like,
yeah.
Territorial, even.
Oh, my God.
Would you say she looks a little bit too aggressive? Like, I wasn't going to take your man in the tracksuit.
No, she looks more like a mom trying to hold on to the child in the toy store. Like, don't run off
it's
too
fast. It's the same. That's the same. That's the same kind of love.
He's definitely drunk, and she's like, no, no,
you
don't go
too far.
Do you
think she's driving
away.
Or he's driving? I kind of want to walk over there and
should
just
we call
see
911?
Who pulls out of the parking lot. Yeah, we should call, because I'm sure they're not around the corner waiting for every
we
DUI.
We should call 911.
No, I just want to stand outside of the exit just so we can, like, place a bet or something.
It's all the way on the other side of the...
Yeah, no, it's too much.
Too far. It's
and
too
there's
much.
A lot of scary people in there.
I parked in there tonight, so thank you.
Oh, you're fine. You're a guy.
Okay.
No one's going to rape you.
That's rude.
I'm sorry. Is that your fantasy or
I
something?
I just feel like I'm pretty rapeable, you know?
I mean...
Just looks-wise, not
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like ability, but...
I mean, maybe in Hillcrest. I don't think girls are like the rape... I don't know. I don't know. Because anytime somebody says rape, I'm just like, okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah, usually. That's usually the sign, right?
That's exactly when I say, okay, I'm done here.
Oh, man.
But thank you for your participation, sir.
Have you ever like met a female friend that has rape fantasies?
Yeah, that would be me, actually.
You, you're,
yeah.
You're there.
Okay. I get ready with the hopes
okay,
that
so
I'm
this,
rape
this
worthy
is I've always
material.
Wanted to ask somebody that has this fantasy.
It's
how
not
do you
really
prep
a
the guy
fantasy. It's more like I hope a really, really rich guy does it.
And then I get to take over Madison Hotels.
That's some idea.
You just think of that?
Yeah, I did. Hmm? It's pretty good, huh?
Is that a weird and specific detail to my fantasy?
That's actually a very...
hilarious?
Not so much. Yeah, it is real. Funny. It is funny. It's very real.
Jeffrey Epstein girls got like so much. They got like money for it, like when it was happening. And then they got like an arbitration agreement for $500,000. And then they went after like the chick who was like the pimp.
Yeah, that's kind of like not wanting to get hit by a cheap car, right?
But like... if you're 17 and somebody gives you money to, like, engage in sexual favors.
Oh, my God.
Are you a prostitute or is that rape?
I'm pretty sure there's no consent under 18.
I feel like they knew what they were doing at, like, a certain point. Like, at what point are we going to take accountability? Because on the day you turn 18, what if you get raped that day?
I just feel like as a guy, I have to co-sign against all rape.
You have to.
I have to.
But you want... to be on the reality side of
I'm a pro-choice kind of guy, you know?
I'm a pro-death.
Okay, okay.
Number two, number two, roosters crow, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
In a roundabout way, I was fired for shitting my pants at work one time.
Oh, you want to talk about this?
We could, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'd gotten that shit where your face goes numb, that Bell's palsy or whatever it's called.
You have that?
It's onset from stress. It like comes on and then it goes away.
Okay, so your face goes numb sometimes. It's not from cocaine?
No. I used to party hard, but I haven't done that in quite a while. It's just an onset thing from heavy stress. There's some weird thing that happens and the left side of my face went like numb for like 3 weeks.
And you didn't have like wisdom teeth pulled?
It feels like when the Novocaine's wearing off at the dentist, that in-between feeling when it's like tingly, but not like all the way feeling.
No, I actually just had a full numb face recently.
So do you know what I'm talking about? That
with
feeling?
With lidocaine injections in the face.
You know
face.
That when it's coming back, it's like that in-between phase where it's kind of tingly. That's how it feels the
it's
whole
like
time.
It's like when you sit on your leg and it's like asleep. Exactly. Can you blink your eyes?
Everything works. It's just kind of like a little slow, you know?
And
it's
does anybody else notice?
You can definitely notice. It kind of looked like I was like sarcastically smirking at everybody because I would smile and only one side of my face would smile. So it's
do
like,
you like have a doctor's note for this?
I swear to God, I'm sick. I can't go to school.
So what happened was they gave me the steroids to take.
Okay.
And they fucked my stomach up.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
so you
I shit
in
my
pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
So your face is numb. You're on steroids. And then you just shit in your pants.
Yep. So then I shit my pants at work.
And yeah, did you TikTok it?
No, I did. And this is before TikTok. I dumped the undies, but it was liquidy.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So I left work and didn't tell anyone. I just left because I'm like, how am I going to explain this one, right? How am I going to explain
it? I don't know what I would have said.
Hey, I
got to
go home because I just shit my pants, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
You're 27 years old and you did what? You know, so.
You're like, well, my face was numb and then I took some steroids. I
had way too much embarrassment.
So do you like have a diaper now?
No, so I left.
A preventative diaper.
I haven't shit my pants in 3 months. So I'm happy to say I don't need diapers. Any man over the age of 30 that doesn't. Almost shit their pants a couple times a year is lying to you.
What?
Men shit their pants after a certain age, or almost shit their pants.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow. Hey, man.
Usually we think it's a fart, and it's not.
Yeah, see, that's why you should just not fart.
Probably. Like girls, right?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Women never
like,
fart.
I don't
yeah.
ever shit in my pants. Ever.
We all know women don't poop, so.
I mean, maybe when I was a baby, but I grew out of that.
So, yeah, I didn't tell them I left work, and I just left. And then they called me on Monday, and they were like, hey, you're kind of fired. Like, you left work without telling anybody.
You were like, this is a misunderstanding.
And I was like, okay, no problem.
No shit.
I literally was like, I'm not going to tell them what happened. So I just got fired and just let it happen.
I mean, was it one of those recyclable jobs, though? Like, was it a shitty job?
It was a pretty bad job,
okay,
yeah.
Well, who gives a fuck?
It was an office job, but it was
who
funny.
Who gives a shit?
My bills cared at the time, but I'm
happy
now.
Yeah, I'm at that
now.
Point right now, actually.
That was pretty funny.
I actually accepted this job, and it was like a huge salary cut from my last position, which was a really long time ago because of COVID, and I used that unemployment until the very end because I'm a winner. But I accepted this job. It was like $20,000 less a year than the previous position
okay.
that I had, thinking that I could like sustain this job. You know, it's a remote position. How the fuck do you get fired when you're remote?
Don't sign on.
Billy, I see you got a little sun today.
Oh, yeah, you think so? I fell asleep by the pool for a few hours.
Like, just don't work.
That's not even the case, though. I didn't even use the restroom at home because I was just trying to maintain my employment. Like, I didn't even piss, ever. Like, I was always
available.
Did they
make you wear, like, a GPS tracker in your home or something so they knew where you were?
No, I was at home. I was glued to the seat. I didn't even blink my eyes once from a whole eight-hour shift at my computer.
So what did they say the reason you got
fired? They said it was performance, but everyone there fucked up.
Was it sales?
No, that's the thing. It was customer service, and everybody was very happy when they got off the phone with me. I had one guy say, if you were local, I would take you out to lunch. And I was like, I'm just trying to not get fired. And then I got fired the next day.
What if that was like a secret caller or something?
But like, I did everything right. Like, yeah. I caught somebody doing fraud. That was above my pay. I was doing
maybe
my
job. Reliability. Maybe somebody higher. Maybe it was a conspiracy. Somebody higher up was in
there,
that fraud.
This is always.
And they're like, we need to get rid of her because she knows too much.
I caught somebody doing fraud.
You knew too much.
That's always the problem. I just know too much.
You know too much.
Always. And I try to like not know anything. So it was for a credit card company. Like, they had their own gas cards.
Okay.
For like companies with drivers. And this guy called in and he was like, I need you to turn on my card. And I was like, sir, you just called earlier today to turn it off. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call the number on the account, double check. And I called him and he was like, thank you so much.
Oh, I thought you caught like fraud like in the company.
No.
Oh, no, my whole conspiracy is just shredded
now.
No,
but like, here's the thing is like, my immediate supervisor printed out all these cards with no encoding. And mailed them out to all these businesses. And like, that's a huge fuck up. You know, whatever
I said,
did
you knew
was,
too much, dude.
Whatever I did you was very minor way compared to like, they had to pay for all the cards and the postage and all those pissed off people that their cards don't work. And you're going to like get mad at me for what? You forgot to put the space on this template. Like, really? It's fucking bullshit.
Hey, ladies, can I borrow a lighter from one of you?
Ladies, I'm offended. I don't have a lighter.
I had.
Be a lot cooler if you did. Can you get one real quick?
I don't know. I can't go in. Sorry.
I'm sure somebody has one. One of these nice ladies.
I had a lighter. I have a lighter.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think Jesus was a zombie?
Okay, I don't know if Jesus was a zombie. I think he was just a slick-talking dude.
Yeah, I think he was really good at sales.
I think he was just a really slick-talking dude. Like, one of those guys that invented a saying, like, getting shit on by a bird's good luck. I feel like those kind of sayings were invented by, like, really slick fucking people. Like, really cool, well-liked people. Like, their life was probably going good, and people were like, oh, yeah, his life is good. He's probably got good luck because he got shit on by that
bird. I've always wanted to be, like, a life coach. But, like, I don't have any successes, so no one will
listen. I'm pretty sure that's the only criteria of being a life coach. I've met some of the most polished fucking people during the daytime that are sloppy as shit at night,
yeah,
pouring their fucking lives out, you know?
Spooned one of them over here. This guy, he was, like, in a fitted suit, and I was like, will you marry me, sir? Like, he was throwing up on the sidewalk.
Oh, my God.
And then I sat down next to him, and he said yes.
In the throw-up?
No, okay. I didn't. Not in the throw-up. Next to it. And then when he was coming out of it, like, we threw water on him and stuff because we're nice people.
Yeah, that's kind of you.
Then when he was coming out of it, I was like, hey, I asked you to marry me and you said yes. And he started laughing.
You got friend zoned by the throwing up guy? That's kind of harsh.
I was like, it's over. I want a divorce.
He's like, we're just friends.
No, he looked really rich. Again.
Oh, man.
Again, my fantasies.
Now everybody, have you heard?